Well, there's a celebration going on. A celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and a celebration of the resurrecting power within each one of us. And that's what Easter is all about, isn't it? It's stepping into the newness of what is going on. It's a day we have a wonderful opportunity to really tap into that life force that is, you know, that incredible life force that is available to all of us all the time. All the time. And it is this an energy that is so potent and so powerful that it blew away the tomb. It blasted away any lack or limitation, any thoughts of limitation. It just blew it right away. And it proved that matter, this stuff doesn't matter at all. And you can feel that energy today, can't you? The invitation of Easter is to step into and stand in this incredible experience of resurrection, to rise into a new way of being in the world, to rise into a new way of living, of experiencing living. Because didn't Jesus say, you know, what I do, you can do too. And so much more. So much more. And so, first though, you and I have to say a whole soul yes. Yes to that something greater that is trying to emerge from within us. And then after we say yes, we need to also have a whole soul surrender. Surrender to the something that is wonderful, the awakening that's happening within us. Surrendering to what's wanting to come forth, the desires of our heart. To be able to stand and say, you know, God, I offer myself to you today because I want to grow into being all that I came here to be. And so what's required of us is a whole soul yes, and a whole soul surrender to this incredible awakening that's happening right now. Because there's a presence and a power within us that is awakening over 6 billion people on all over this planet. And that's why Mahatma Gandhi could say, I am not discouraged. And that's why I can stand here to say, I am not discouraged. Because that presence and power is within us. And together we can do anything. We can do what Jesus said. We can do the greater works. And so here we stand. We stand together. And we stand on the verge of a new moment in our lives. A new life that is coming forth from before us. And we stand together knowing that we can do this. We can step into and we can stand next to the one who walked the whole walk, who went all the way, who lived in the resurrection, who ascended, and then lift all consciousness, all the consciousness of humankind, lifted it up to a place that we can stand and really know this presence and power as God's infinite, amazing love, and to stand in the promise of God's infinite, incredible, eternal life. And so we're in the resurrection. I don't know whether you know it or not. We're in it. We're in it. We're celebrating. You know, we're singing the songs. We're excited. And I hope you are excited about this new life that is standing right before you. However, there are a few steps that we have to go through before we get to the resurrection. And as a minister, I would be remiss if I did not point these out to you. We've got the betrayal, we've got the crucifixion, and we've got the time in the tomb. Three very necessary steps, and that time in the tomb is that time alone with God when everybody else has run away and you find yourself all alone. So let's take a look at this. Let's take a look, because right here we have the possibility of true transformation to take place. So when you begin to say yes, when you begin to surrender, and then when you begin to do your spiritual practices, the betrayals, the crucifixions, and the time alone don't go away. They don't go away. And it's very interesting that it's in the betrayal that we find the greatest possibility for transformation that your soul will ever have. It's in that betrayal. When you lose the job, when the one that you love either dies or leaves you for another, when you put your heart and soul into creating something new and somebody takes your money or steals your creative ideas, you know, you'll feel devastated, right? You have put your whole life into, you know, the relationship, a job, an investment, and you feel betrayed. Maybe one of the greatest betrayals, though, is when you were born into a family that couldn't love you unconditionally. Maybe you had a parent who just wasn't there for you, maybe through a death or through illness, through an addiction. Or maybe you had a parent who themselves was not loved. You know, and you know, they just didn't have the opportunity to develop that heart of compassion. They didn't know how to love. But what we do is we walk around and we feel wounded, we feel betrayed. But look at the betrayal Jesus faced. It's huge betrayal. His best friend. But he couldn't have moved into the crucifixion and onto the resurrection without the betrayal. Jean Houston, in her book, A Search for the Beloved, she had an amazing quote. The real promise of the resurrection is not found in the crucifixion, but in the betrayal. The size of the betrayal determines the greatness of the resurrection. Wow. The size of the betrayal determines the greatness of the resurrection. When I read that, it was like, whoa. You know, because you look back at some of the betrayals in your life, and those big ones, didn't they lead to an incredible resurrection? Didn't you learn a tremendous amount for those from the deepest sorrow and the deepest pain? You can come up to the highest joy of resurrection. And so here we learn the greatest teaching of Jesus. Forgive. Forgive. The power to move through the crucifixions, to move through those betrayals, is in a deep soul commitment to forgive. No excuses, no exceptions, none. I don't want you to tell me, well, they just, no exceptions. We're here to forgive. Jesus showed us that. I mean, he's hanging on the cross, nails in his hands. I don't know about you, but to me, that's the ultimate injustice. And yet, he could look down at his accusers and say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they have no clue what they're doing. Because as we can stand in that presence, when we can stand in that forgiveness, then we're moved into the resurrection. Jesus could hang from the cross, look down at his accusers, and he could see them for who they were. A part of the plan. A part of the plan. These people were necessary. He needed them to move him to the crucifixion and to move him on to the resurrection. These are the people that help us advance in life. And so take a look at some of the people maybe that helped you advance. You know, the Dalai Lama called these sacred friends. In fact, the Dalai Lama, he called Chairman Mao his most sacred friend. Because he said Mao helped him to experience infinite compassion, boundless tolerance, overwhelming kindness, and forgiveness. And of course Jesus forgave Judas. Of course. You know, Judas was probably the only disciple who really knew and got what Jesus was all about. You know, he wasn't betraying his friend. No. Judas, He was just that part of us that wants the plan to unfold now. Relate to that? He wants it now. Now, Judas represents life, metaphysically represents life. Maybe a little zealous at times and maybe not quite centered in the presence, but Judas, he had no doubt that Jesus could do anything. I mean, he had just a few days before seen Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead. He had just seen Jesus feed thousands of people. Judas knew the power that Jesus had. But he wanted him to use it now. Right now. And so it's in the betrayals that we have the wonderful opportunity to learn over and over and over again how to forgive. To see in the face of what feels like adversity, to see love. You know, to develop that capacity for love no matter what. No matter what. And then the next step we can't avoid. It's crucifixion. The crucifixion, though, has within it the power to transcend, the power to lift us to a new level of consciousness, the power to lift us to a new way of living, where we're actually thriving and not just surviving. And it's important to note that Jesus was on the cross for 6 hours. Sometimes when we find ourselves on the cross, we leave ourselves there for years and years and years and years, don't we? Some people, you know, they talk about an experience as if it happened yesterday. And it happened 20 years ago. You know, some people live 20 years. Other people live 1 year 20 times. Yeah. So let's face it. We're going to have crucifixions in our life. We're going to have setbacks. We're going to maybe have our hearts shattered once or twice or 10 times or more. Yeah, but remember, the size of the betrayal determines the greatness of the resurrection. And then before we get to the resurrection, we've got to have some quiet time in the tomb. We sometimes skip this step. But Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, he said that Jesus spent 3 days in the tomb, in the silence, in quiet communion with God. And what he was doing there, Charles says, is that he was raising the vibrational rate of his body so that every cell was so electrified that he became a body of light. And there was this mini atomic explosion that happened and it blew open the tomb. The real truth is that Jesus didn't die for us. We get stuck there. We leave him on the cross. Jesus lived for us. That's what we believe in Unity. That Jesus lived to show us the way. And so the promise of Easter is to know that there's a power within you that is greater than anything that you have ever gone through, anything that could ever happen to you. There's a power within you that is greater than that. A power to lift you into a new level of being, a new way of thinking. You know, and so we're here to understand that matter doesn't matter. This stuff that we're made of, it doesn't matter. What matters is what Jesus showed us, that we're here to live from our divine essence of who we are. That's what matters. Awakening to our true potential, that's what matters. We're here to be transformed. We're here to resurrect. We're here to change our thinking, which changes our lives. So celebrate resurrection. Celebrate it. Because that's what Easter is really all about. Let's move into meditation now. I invite you to close your eyes. And just begin to relax. Take a deep breath. And move from the busyness of the outer world to the calm peace of the inner depths of your being. And for our meditation this morning, I would like to share this beautiful poem. It's called Golden Light. In golden light, he came to me and spoke his message there. Enfolded in his golden love, enveloped in his care. His warmth and understanding, his gentleness and love, I felt these through and through me, as gentle and peaceful as the dove. I lingered in his presence, just savoring his great gift. And feeling my true nature, I experienced the inner shift. I stayed with him and asked him of the journey I would take. And he spoke to me of surrender. He spoke to me of faith. As tears streamed down my cheeks, I felt his love so near. And in his wondrous presence, the answer is always clear. He speaks to me of loving, forgiveness, surrender, release. He teaches me of trusting and living in God's grace. He tells me, I am risen. Come and follow me. And you will know the peace of God, the truth that sets us free. Together we will free ourselves from separateness and pain and hear the song we sing with God, the heavenly refrain. Today we lift our eyes in quietness and praise and look upon the love that shines from one another's face. Let us choose no longer to see the veil of tears, but rather to look upon our love and freedom from our fears. As we offer our forgiveness to ourselves and to each other, we celebrate the risen Christ and resurrect one another. So at this golden time of Easter, let us join together in love to know the truth about ourselves. We are God's beloved one. It's all about loving. It's all about saying yes to life. It's all about opening our hearts and surrendering to love, which is really our true nature. So let's do that now. Let's say yes to life. Let's open our heart and let's surrender to love as we rest for a moment in the quiet, in the silence. So, as we begin the journey back to this moment in time, let this be your prayer. Dear God, Holy Spirit, whatever in me that needs to change today, whatever is blocking the flow of this magnificent spirit of love, let this be the day that I burst forth from the tomb of limitation into the fullness of what I've come here to be. I am so ready. I'm ready to awaken to my true enlightened self. I'm ready to align with my highest vision for my life, with my deepest heart's desire. And I'm ready to be resurrected into new life. This is our prayer. To see your light, to know your grace, and to let faith guide us through the darkest night, knowing that we are protected and loved in every single moment of our lives. And this we pray in the name and through the power of the living Christ. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.